Parsha Saf. The Parsha continues with the topic of Karbonos, discussing the Karbon Oila, the Karbon Mincha, the Karbon Shlomim, the Karbon Chatos, and the Karbon Osham. Although these Karbonos were already stated in Parshas Vayikra, there are certain details about these Karbonos that were not stated in Vayikra and are mentioned in Parshas Saf. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzav es Aaron ves Bonov lemor, command Aaron and his children lemor, saying. We see over here a double lashon of lemor. We also find a double lashon of lemor further on in the parasha in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches by the parasha of Chatos. And also in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel by the parasha of Chelev and Dam. And further on in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches and Chav Tes, where it also says, Vayedah B'Shem El Moshe Lemor, Daber El B'nei Yisrael Lemor, by the Parsha of Shlomim. V'ayin Ba'alshach, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph in Parshas Vayikra, where over there it says also a double Lashon of Lemor, and the Alshach explains the Pshat over there. So the Pasuk tells us, Tzaves Aaron Ves Bonov Lemor, command Aaron and his children, saying. Rashi says that whenever it says a Lashon of Tzav, command, it is a Lashon of Zeros Miyad Uladaris. We urge the Kahanim immediately and for generations. Frek Rashi, why specifically over here do we have to urge the Kahanim by the Karbon Oila? Because there is a Chisaron Kis, there is a loss of money to the Kahanim. By other Karbonois, the Kahanim receive much more. They receive the flesh of the Karbon. But since by Oila, the whole Karbon is burned on the Mizbeach, and all they receive are the skins of the Karbon, so there is a loss of money to the Kahanim, therefore we must urge the Kahanim and be Mizaris them. That's why it says a Lashon of Tzav. Zois Teres HaOila, this is the law of the Oila, He HaOila, she is the Oila Al Moita, on the fire, Al HaMizbeach Kol HaLaila Ar HaBoiker, which can be brought a whole night until the morning onto the Mizbeach, the Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy, and the fire of the Mizbeach will burn it. Rashi is Medayik, the Lashon of Zois Teres HaOila, the word Torah. Torah is always an inclusion, it's always coming to be marba something. And Rashi says it's coming to include that there are certain types of disqualifications, certain types of psulim in a carbon, that even though they are puzzle, once you bring it onto the Mizbeach, they remain on the Mizbeach and you are makrovit. Zoyis Torah Sa'oila, which Rashi says means Torah Achas L'chol Ha'olim. One law for all the ones that go up on the Mizbeach, once they go up, they do not come down. Then the Pasuk says, He ha'oila, she is the oila. This is an exclusion, which tells you, no, this one goes up, but others, even though you brought them up, they do come down. What is the difference? Rashi says, it depends what type of a psul, what type of a disqualification it was. If it was a psul that happened b'kodesh, a psul that can only take place in the azara, in the courtyard, for example, if the animal became tamei, or if the animal was left off the Mizbeach overnight, these are psulim, bakoidesh, that happened in the Azara. Such a psul, if one brings it on the Mizbeach, once it's up, it does not come down. And that is what the Pasuk is coming to be marbe when it says, Zois Torah Sa'oila, Torah Achas L'chol Ha'olam. He Ha'oila is coming to exclude psulim that could take place before they come into the Azara, before they come into the Kodesh. For example, a Roiva and a Nirva, an animal that had relations with a person. Such a psul can happen before it comes into the Kodesh. Such a psul does not remain on the Mizbeach, and even if you bring it up, you must take it down. And that's why it says, He Ha'oila. Rashi also tells us that when the Pasuk says, Al HaMizbeach Kol HaLaila Ar HaBoiker, that teaches us that the Isser of Lina, the Isser of leaving an animal off the Mizbeach, only applies if the animal was off the Mizbeach at the time of Alois HaShachar. But one can bring the animal upon the Mizbeach a whole night, since it says, Kol HaLaila Ar HaBoiker. The whole night it is mutter to bring it up, it does not become a psul of Lina until the morning, until Alois HaShachar. The Pasuk continues with the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen, where the Kohen would wear his four big day Kohen Hedget, and he would go on top of the Mizbeach every morning, take a shovelful of ashes, and put it on the east side of the Kevesh. And the Pasuk says, V'lovash HaKohen Midoy Vad, the Kohen would wear his size of linen, telling us that the ksonis that he wears must fit him, it must be his size. U'michnes Evad Yilbash Al Basaroi, and pants of linen he will wear on his flesh. This is telling us that the pants must be on his flesh. There should not be a davar hachoytzeitz, something that is a barrier between his flesh and his michlasayim, his pants. Rashi is able to learn these two drashas, because why would the Torah specifically only mention two of the begadim, the ksoines and the michnasayim? It must be to tell me something new about them, that the ksoines must be his size, and that the michnasayim must be on his flesh. The obvious question is, why is this told to us by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? We mentioned the Michnasayim and the Ksoines in Parshas Tetzaveh. That's where it says the making of the Ksoines and the Michnasayim. Why didn't it tell us over there that it should fit him and it should be on his flesh? Why is it mentioned by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? The Abar Benel answers that one might think that since when he is taking the ashes off the Mizbeach, technically he might get dirty, he might make his begadim dirty, so you might think maybe he should wear a kesoines that is a little bit shorter so it shouldn't drag in the ashes. Maybe he should wear a dover hachoytes, a barrier between his flesh and his michnasayim, in order that the michnasayim should not become dirty. Therefore the pasuk says over here specifically, no. The mitzvah is to wear the regular begadim, the begadim that fit him, the kesoines that was midoy, and there should not be a barrier between his flesh and the michnasayim. And the pasuk continues that when he is wearing these four begadim, v'heirim es hadeshen, he will separate the ashes, asher toichal ho'esh es ha'oila al hamizbeach, the ashes that were the ashes that came about because of the fire that consumed the oila the night before on the mizbeach, v'somoy, and he will take these ashes and place them etzel hamizbeach, near the Mizbeach, which Rashi explains, it means on the east side of the Kevesh, the east side of the ramp. That is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, which took place every morning. Rabbeinu Bechaya, in his Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, explains the reason why Hashem said that the Kohanim should take the ashes off the Mizbeach every morning. Because the Kohanim could technically become haughty and Balei Gaiva, since they are the ones who are representing Klal Yisrael and doing the Avodah of Hashem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take off the ashes off the Mizbeach every morning. This can be looked at as a degrading act. And the purpose and the reason why we tell the Kohanim to do this is in order to humble them, to be machnia them and be mashpil them, that they should not become Bali Gaiva through the rest of the avodas that they are going to do. And the pasuk continues that besides for the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, in which the Kohanim took ashes off the Mizbeach every morning and placed them on the east side of the Kevesh, there was also a mitzvah that when the Mizbeach was full of ashes, there was a mitzvah to take those ashes off the Mizbeach and place them outside all three machanois b'makim tahar. And the pasuk says, Ufosh ares begodov, the Kohen should remove his regular Bigdei Kohen hedget, v'lovash begodim acherim, and wear other clothing, pechusim, inferior clothing to the ones that he was wearing now. And the Gemara learns out that since it says ufoshar es begodov, and afterwards it says v'lovash begodim acherim, we learn beged from beged, just like ufoshar es begodov, these were holy clothing, kodesh, so were the begodim acherim, holy clothing, just pechusim, inferior, lesser quality than the first ones. V'hoitzias hadeshen el michus la'machne, and he removed the ashes to outside all three machanois, el makom tar, to a place that is pure, a place that was not a cemetery, and there were no avodim minugois, stones that had leprosy on it. That was a makom tar, and that's where he placed these ashes. V'ho'esh al ha'mizbeach tukad boy, and the fire will burn on the mizbeach, lo sichbe, you are not allowed to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Uvir oleho ha-koyen eitzim baboiker baboiker. And the Koyen will kindle on the fire wood every morning. Ve'orach oleho ha-oilo. And he will arrange on the fire the carbon oilo. Ve'hikter oleho chelve ha-shlomim. And then he will smoke on the fire the fats of the shlomim. From here we learn out that the oilas tamid in the morning shall be the first carbon on the Mizbeach. And the pasuk is saying, first, arrange on the fire the carbon oila, and afterwards, if you would like to bring a carbon shlamim, then v'hikto aleh chelvei shlamim. Then you can bring the carbon shlamim. Oilas tamid he taktim. The oilas tamid comes before any carbon in the morning. Rashi in the second pshat learns that the pasuk is telling us that the oila shel bein ho abayim, the second oila, is the last carbon that is to be brought on that day. And he learns the pasuk like this: va'arach oleho ha'oila. You will arrange on the fire the carbon oila. V'hikter aleho chelvei hashlamim. According to this pshat, the word shlamim is not carbon shlamim, but rather from the word mashlim. He completes all the carbonois on the oilas HaBoiker. He sets up the Oilas HaBoiker, and then V'hikter Oleh Chel V'Ashlamim, he's mashlim and he completes all the karbonos of that day on this Oilas HaBoiker. And afterwards he brings the Oilas Shel Bein HaRabayim. And the Pasuk is saying that the Oilas Shel Bein HaRabayim should be the last carbon. Eish Tamid, the fire about which it says Tamid, which means the fire from the menorah, in which it says Lahadlik Ner Tamid, Tukat Al HaMizbeach, should be lit from the outside Mizbeach. The fire is taken from the outside Mizbeach, and from there you will light the menorah. Just like we said in Parshas Truma, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, that the coals for the inside Mizbeach were taken from the outside Mizbeach, so too, the fire for the menorah was taken from the outside mizbeach. Loisichbet, you shall not extinguish the fire on the mizbeach. And since it says loisichbet in pasuk hey, and again in pasuk vav, we learn out that one who does extinguish the fire is over to lavim. Now let us go back on the Rashi's. Pasuk Beis, Tzav es Aharon, Ein Tzav Ela Loshen Zeros, Miyad Uladoris. The word Tzav means that we urge them on, Miyad right away, Uladoris and for generations. Sifsei Chacham explains that we see that Tzav is a Loshen Zeros, because the Pasuk says, Tzav es Yeshua v'chazkeu v'amtzeu, command Yeshua and strengthen him. So we see that Tzav is to be Mizaris and to urge a person on. We also see that it is L'doreis for generations, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu elecha, let them take to you Shemen. And the Pasuk ends off, Chukas Olam, it is an everlasting decree. So we see it says Chukas Olam and Tzav. So we see Tzav is L'doreis. And we also see in Parshas Baal Yischa that Tzav is Miyad, because over there it says, Vayas Kain Aaron el mul p'nei ha-menorah hela nerisel. Aaron did like that and he lit the menorah. Kasher tzivo Hashem, like Hashem commanded. So over there it says Tzav, and we know it was right away over there because Hashem told him to light the menorah right away. So we see that Tzav is Miyad. So Tzav is Miyad, uladoris, and it is a Lashon Zeros. Why do we have to be Mezaris the Kahanim by an Oila? Amar Rav Shimon, B'yoseh Tzarech HaKos L'Zaris B'makom Sheyesh Chesaron Kis. One must urge on even more when there is a loss of money, and since by Oila all the Kahanim get are the Oirais, the skins, therefore we must urge them even more. Zoyis Teres HaOila, Harei Ha'in HaZeh Bo L'Lamid. This topic is coming to teach us Al Hekter Chalovim Ve'Varim concerning the smoking on the Mizbeach of the fats and the limbs, Sheyeh Kosher Kol HaLayla, that it is valid the whole night. The Isser of Lina, where the fats and the limbs are off the Mizbeach, is only if it's left off the Mizbeach by Alois HaShachar. But one can bring it on the Mizbeach a whole night until the morning. Zot Rashi Ulalamed, and the Pasuk is also coming to teach us Al Apsulim, on a carbon which was disqualified, Ezim Ola Yorad, Vezim Ola La Yorad. Which ones, if you bring it on the Mizbeach, you can be makrovid, and which ones you have to bring it down. Shekol Torah, whenever it says the word Torah, L'Rabbi Zubo, it's coming to include, it's a riboy. Loimar, to say, Torah Achas Chol Ha'olam. There is one law for all the ones that go up. Vafil Psulim, even ones that are apostles, Shem Olu La Yerdu. If they went up, they do not come down. Zok Rashi Hi Ha'olam, L'mayit, it's coming to exclude. Esaroiva Vesanerva, an animal that had relations with a person, ukiyotze behem, and similar type of psulim, similar disqualifications, shaloi haya psulim ba-kodesh, whose psul did not have to happen in the kodesh, in the azara, shenifzlu kodem shebo lazara, where their psul was before they came into the azara, those type of disqualifications, if you bring it on the mizbeach, you must take them down. But a psul that happens in the azara, like an animal that became tameh, or an animal that was left overnight off the Mizbeach, such a psul, if you bring it onto the Mizbeach, then you keep it on and you are makrovit. Midoy vad, hiakasinus, this is referring to the ksinus, umatamalarma midoy, shetehekimidasai, the ksinus should be his size, it should fit him. Albasaroi, the michnosayim should be on his flesh, shalayehe dover choitzeit beinotayim, there should not be a barrier between his flesh and the michnosayim, the pants. Veher mesadeshen, and he will separate the ashes, hayachoite maloy hamachta, he will shovel a complete shovelful, min hamauchulois hapnimiois, from the ashes that were the most burnt, v'noisnon, and he places them b'misrochesh al kevesh, on the east side of the kevesh. This location was already mentioned in Parshas Vayikra because it is in this location where the insides of a bird, the insides of an oilas ha'oif, the crop and the gizzard, are taken out of the bird and placed on the east side of the kevesh. Here also we place the ashes of the trumas hadeshen on the east side of the kevesh. Hadeshen asher teichal o'esh es ha'oila, the ashes that consumed, the fire consumed the oila, v'asosa deshen, and the fire made it into ashes. May oisan deshen yorun truma, from these ashes you will separate a separation. V'somoy eitzel ha'mizbeach, and place it on the east side of the kevesh. The pasuk says, al ha'mizbeach, if while he is doing Trumas Hadeshen and he finds limbs that were not totally burnt and consumed, machziron al hamizbeach, he returns them onto the mizbeach. La'achas shechotah gecholim elech ve'elech, after he shoveled the coals to each side, v'notam enap pnimiyos, and he took for Trumas Hadeshen the inside ashes, he will take the limbs that were not consumed and put it back on the fire. Shenemak, because the pasuk says esa oila al hamizbeach. The pasuk says esa oila al hamizbeach, which teaches us that if he finds pieces of the oila that were not totally consumed, he places them back on the fire of the mizbeach. And he removes his clothing. This is not an obligation. It's proper conduct. He shall not make dirty by taking out the ashes the begodim that he always wears. The clothing that he uses to cook the pot for his master. He shall not pour the cup for his master. The begadim that he uses for dirty work, he shall not use when he is coming to do dignified work. Lekach, therefore the pasuk says, V'lovash begadim acherim, he shall wear other clothing, pechusim mehem, inferior to the first clothing. Maskal David is medayik that the mashal that Rashi gives seems to be backwards from the order of the pasuk, because the pasuk says, Ufashadis begadim, he removes his regular important clothing and puts on inferior clothing. The mashal that Rashi says is that the begadim that one uses when he cooks, he shall not pour the kais for his rabbi. According to the order of the pasuk, Rashi should have said in his mashal that the begadim that he uses to pour the kais for his rabbi, he shall not use to cook the pot, because that is the order of the pasuk. Ufashat es begadav, velovash begadim acherim. Why does Rashi switch the order? Maskal David explains that the whole reason why we do not want him to wear his regular clothing by Hoitzoas Hadeshen is because his clothing might become dirty, and then he will wear these clothing again when he does the regular Avoida. But let's say he will never wear these clothing again. If, for example, these clothing were already worn out, his regular Big Day Kohen Hedget, and this was the last time he was going to wear them, then it will not bother me if he uses it for Hoitzoas Hadeshen, because he will not use it afterwards for the regular Avoida of the Kohen. That's what Rashi is telling us. The whole problem is Begodim Shebishel Bohen Akadera, the Begodim that he uses for a lower type of Avoida to cook for his master, we don't want him to use it afterwards to pour the cup for his master for dignified work. But if he will never use it again for dignified work, it doesn't bother me. That is why Rashi switches the order, to tell us that the main reason we do not want him to wear these clothing is only because he will come to use it for dignified work afterwards. But if he will not, then he can wear his regular clothing. And that's why Rashi says in the beginning, Ein zu chayva, it's not an obligation, Ela derech eretz, it's proper conduct. It's not a chayva because there are times where he does not have to do this. In cases where he will not be wearing these clothing again, then he may use these clothing even for Hatzoas Hadeshen. Zok Rashi, V'hoitzias Hadeshen, and he removes the ashes, Hatzovor b'tapuach, that are piled up in the middle of the mizbeach like an apple, kishurabo, when there are a lot of ashes, ve'in mokim lemarocho, and there is no more place by the arrangement of wood, moitzio misham, he takes them out from there, and he brings it outside all three machanos. Ve'in zeh choyve b'chol yoyim, this is not an obligation every day, aval ha'truma choyve b'chol yoyim, but the truma sadeshen is an obligation to be done every day. Ve'esh al ha'mizbeach tukad boy, and the fire will burn on the mizbeach, ribakan yekedus harbe. It says, many fires over here. The pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, al mokdo, on the fire. And further on in that pasuk it says, Ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukat boy, the fire of the mizbeach will burn it a second time. And it says in this pasuk, Ve'esh ala mizbeach tukat boy, a third time. And the pasuk vav it says, Esh tamid tukat ala mizbeach, a fire will burn on the mizbeach. Kula nidrashu b'mesechtas yuma, they are all elaborated on in mesechtas yuma. Shenech l'ku rabbi seinu, because our rabbanim argue, b'minyin ha-marochois, how many fires, shehoi yusham, there were on the mizbeach. There was a machlokes if there were two, three, or four fires, and this is based on how they learned these psukim. The orach oleho ha'oila, oilas tamid he talked him. The oilas tamid comes first. Barashi yashon, it says, uminayin shelo yehei davar koydem al hamarocha l'tamid shel shachar. How do we know nothing comes before the tamid shel shachar? Tamid loyma, the pasuk says, ha'oila, the oila, oila rishayna, that the oilas tamid is first, and afterwards, chel vei ha'shlamim. Im yaviyu sham shlamim, if he wants to bring a shlamim, it comes after the oilas tamid. V'rabbi seinu lamdu mikan, and our rabbonim learn from here, that the oilas tamid shel bein ha'arbayim is last. Aleho, al oilas haboiker hashlem kol hakarbonos kulam. On the oilas haboiker, he shall complete all the karbonos. Mikan, from here we learn, shlo yehei davar meuchar l'tamid shel bein arbayim. Nothing shall be brought after the tamid of the afternoon. Because the pasuk says, v'orach aleho, and he shall arrange on her ha'oila. On the oila, he shall be mashlim. Chel v'ashlamim means mashlim. He shall complete all the karbonos on the oilas ha'tamid, and afterwards bring last, the last carbon of the day, the oila shel bein ha'arbayim. Eish tamid, eish shenema ba tamid, the eish, which about it it says tamid, he shemadlikim ba saneros, which is the fire of the menorah, shenema ba, that it says about the fire of the menorah, lahalois ner tamid, to light the ner tamid, afi me'al ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon tukat, it was also lit from the outside mizbeach, loisichbe, it says loisichbe twice, ha-machabe eish ha-mizbeach over b'shnei lavin, one who extinguishes the fire of the mizbeach is over two lavin. I would just like to go back for a second to the Rashi earlier in Pasuk Beis, where Rashi says, Zois Taras Ha'oila and Hi Ha'oila, there are certain karbonos, certain psulim that are brought on the Mizbeach that remain, and certain psulim that one must take off. That is what Rashi learns from Taras Ha'oila and Hi Ha'oila. One must understand why we need this Pasuk if Rashi already learns this out in Parshas Tetzava, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Rashi Devar Amaskel V'Hoya, and also in Rashi Parshas Kisisa, Perik Lamed, Pasuk Chavtes, Rashi Devar Amaskel V'Kidashto, where there he seems to say the same thing. We also must understand over here where Rashi says in Pasuk Hey, V'orach Oleho Ha'oilo, that the Oilas Tamid is first. Rashi already mentions this earlier in Parshas Vayikra, by the Parsha of Shlomim, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey, where there he says the Oilo comes before the Shlomim, and he seems to be repeating it over here a second time. And the pasuk continues, "V'zois Torah haMincha," and this is the Torah of the Karban Mincha. Rashi explained earlier that whenever it says Torah, it's coming to include something. Here, it's including that all Karban Minchos have shemen and levoina, oil and spices. Because I might have thought that a minchas koyin, the mincha of a koyin, which is completely burnt and there is no kmitza, does not have the din of shemen and levoina. Because the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Perik Beis, pasuk Aleph, when it mentions shemen and levoina, it says V'yotzak oleh shemen, v'nosen oleh levoina, and right afterwards it says v'komatz, that he makes kmitza. So I might think that there is only shemen and levoina when there is kmitza, but a minchas koyin, that there is no kmitza because the whole mincha is burnt, there is no din of shemen and levoina. Therefore it says, v'zois Torah ha-mincha, Torah is coming to include even a minchas koyin for shemen and levoina. Hakrev oiso b'nei aharon lefnei Hashem. The children of Aharon will bring this mincha close before Hashem, el pnei ha-mizbeach, to the face of the mizbeach. This is the mitzvah of Hagosha, taking the carbon mincha and bringing it to the Keren Droimis Maravis, the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. This is learned from the words lefnei Hashem and El Pnei HaMizbeach. Lefnei Hashem means the side of the Mizbeach that faces Hashem, the side of the Mizbeach that faces the Ohel Moed, which is the western side. El Pnei HaMizbeach is telling you to the face of the Mizbeach. The face of the Mizbeach is the side that has the ramp on it, the side which you go up on it. That is the south side. So we see that Hagosha is done to this corner that is west and south, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. The Herim Mimenu, Bikumsoi, and he will separate from the Mincha with the Koimitz. From Mimenu we learn that the separation must be done when the mincha is complete, there is a complete 1/10 of an eifa in the mincha when the kmitza is done. Bikumsai tells us that it must be done with the kohen's hands, not with a vessel that is the same size as the kohen's kmitza. Misaylas haminchu mishamna, from the fine flour of the mincha and the oil, the kmitza is done from the place that has the most oil. Veis kol halavoina, and he also gathers all the levoina, ashar la mincha, and he's makter that also. Vehikter hamizbeach, and he smokes on the mizbeach, the kmitza and the levoina, reach nichayach as a nachas Ruach as Karosa, its memorial portion, Lashem for Hashem. The reason why the parasha of Mincha is repeated is because of this din of Levoina, that Levoina is brought on the Mizbeach. Because in Parashas Vayikra, it only mentions by one of the Menachos, namely the Minchas Soilis, that the Levoina is brought on the Mizbeach. It does not say it by the other Menachos, by Mafisan or Machvas Marcheshes. Therefore, the Torah repeats it over here to tell you by all Menachos, the Levoina is also brought on the Mizbeach. Vahanoseres mimeno, and that which it remains after the kmitza from the mincha, yechlu Aaron uvonav, Aaron and his children will eat it. Aaron first, and then his children will divide the rest. Matzois te'ochel b'mokom kadosh, they will eat the remainder as matzois in the holy place, which is the holy place. Bachatzar oil moed yechluha, in the courtyard of the oil moed, it must be eaten because it is kodesh kadoshim, and kotche kotche must be eaten in the chaser oil moed. It shall not be baked chametz. Their portion, which I gave from the remainder of what was placed on the fire. In Sefer Shem Olam, it says that we see the lav here is loisei ofe chametz. It shall not be baked chametz. The lav is only on the one that bakes the mincha as chametz, but the one who eats it chametz is not over a lav. There is no malchus, only a bitul asei, because in the pasuk before it says matzos te'ochel, you must eat it as matzos. That tells us that the kohen must eat it as matzah, and if he doesn't, he is mevatel an asei. But there is no malchus because there is no lav on eating it chametz. There is only a lav on the baking, like it says lo se'ofe chametz. Kodesh kodashim he, it is kodesh kodashim, a mincha is kodesh kodashim, kachatos v'cho oshom, it is like a chatos and like an oshom. Rashi explains that a minchas choyte is like a chatos. A minchas choyte, we mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, that if one was over one of three averis, he brings a carbon oil of a yored, which means that the type of carbon that he brings depends on his financial status. If he can afford it, then he brings animals. If he's poor, then he brings birds. And if he is extremely poor, then he will bring a minchas choyte, a carbon mincha, which is a chatos. And such a carbon mincha is like a chatos, just like a chatos has to be lishma. The minchas choyte also has to be lishma. There are other menachos which are like an osham. A minchas nedava is like an osham, just like an osham does not have to be lishma. A minchas nedava, a voluntary mincha, also does not have to be nikmetzes. The kmitza does not have to be done l'shem a mincha, for the sake of a mincha. Kol zochar b'vnei Aaron yechalena, every male from the children of Aaron can eat this mincha. Even a kohen that is a balmum, that has a mum, has a blemish, he may also eat the mincha and take an equal part like every other kohen. Chak oilam, a decree forever, l'doraseichem, for your generations, me'ishi Hashem, from the fire offering of Hashem. Koil asher yiga bohem, anything that will touch this mincha and will absorb from the mincha, yigdash, will be holy like the mincha. If the mincha was pasul, then this other food, for example, if it was food that was chulin or kachim kalim, that absorbed from this mincha, which is kodesh kadashim, so this food will be like the mincha. If the mincha was pasul, then this food will also be pasul, and one may not be allowed to eat it. If the mincha was kosher, then one must eat the food that absorbed the mincha the same way the mincha has to be eaten, just like the mincha has to be eaten in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, so too, this food that absorbed the mincha must be eaten with all the stringencies of the mincha, since it absorbed part of the taste of the mincha. Zogt Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, V'zois Torah es HaMincha, Torah Achas L'chulam. There is one Torah for all Menachos. Lat Inon Shemen U'Levoina, this is to teach us that all Menachos need oil and spices. Hamurim Be'inyin, that are stated by the topic of Mincha. Sheyachol, I might be able to say, Ein li Tu'unai Shemen U'Levoina, the only ones that need oil and Levoina, Ela Minchas Yisrael, a Mincha that was brought by Yisrael. Shehinik Metzes, because there is Kmitza. Minchas Kehanim Shehi Kolol, the Mincha of a Kohen which is completely burned, Minayin, how do we know that it needs Shemen and Levoina? Tamad Lemet Torah, the word Torah is an inclusion, and it includes all Minochas, even Minchas Kohen for Shemen and Levoina. Hakrei Vaisa, Hi Hagosha Bekeren Dremes Maravis. This tells us that the Mincha has to be brought to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Where do we know southwest? Lifnei Hashem, Humairif. This teaches us the west side, Shehulat Tzad Oil Mayid, because this side faces Hashem, it faces the Oil Mayid. El Pnei HaMizbeach, to the face of the Mizbeach, Hu Adorim. This teaches us the south side, Shehu Pano Shel Mizbeach, which is considered the face of the Mizbeach, Sheha Kevesh Nosun La'oseh HaRuach, because the ramp is placed on that side. So it must be brought to the southwestern corner. Vehera Mimenu, Meha Mechubar. It has to be brought from the whole Mincha. The Kmitza is taken from the whole Mincha. There should be a complete 1/10 of an eifa at the time of kmitza. Bikum say, Zagrashi shalayasa mida lekaimitz. You shall not make a vessel the size of the kaimitz and use the vessel. Maskela David learns from here that we see how chaviv, how beloved the carbon of an ani is before Hashem, because Hashem says, "Who brings a carbon mincha? A poor person. I don't want his carbon to be brought through a vessel. I want his carbon to be brought through the hands of the Kohanim. That's why I want the Kemitza to be done with the hands of the Kohanim." So too, by an oilas oif, a carbon oila brought from birds, which is also brought by poor people, the Pasuk says that the Malika shall be done with the fingernail of the Kohen. Hashem wants the Avoida is done by the carbon of an Ani, that it shall be done by the Kohen himself. Malika done with the fingernail of the Kohen, and Kmita done with the hand of the Kohen, and not with a kli. Zogt Rashi, Misoilas HaMincha Umishamna, Mikan Shekoimes Mimokim Shenesrabe Shmono. The Kmita is taken from the place that has the most oil. HaMincha, Shloitehe Murevis Bacheres. It shall not be mixed with another Mincha. The Kmita shall be done only from this Mincha, not this Mincha mixed with another. The Eis Kol HaLavoina Asher HaLamincha V'Hiktir. The Pasuk says that we are also Maktir the Levoina. Shemalakit es Levoina Salacha Kmitza. We gather, the Kohen gathers the Levoina after the Kmitza. Umaktiroi, and he smokes it on the Mizbeach. Ulefi Shaloi Pirish Kain Elabachas Menachos Bivayikra, since it was only stated by one of the Menachos. In Parshas Vayikra, namely Minchas Soiles, it does not say it by Mafi Saner. Machvas or Macheshes, Hostruch Lashanes Parshazu, it has to repeat this Parsha, Lichloel, to include Kol HaMenachos Kemishbaton, that all Menachos have this din, that the Levoina was brought on the Mizbeach. B'makom kadosh, and the mincha will be eaten. B'makom kadosh, in a holy place. Ve'ezehu, what is the makom kadosh? B'chatzar oil moed, in the courtyard of the oil moed. Lo yseyefa chometz chelkom, you shall not bake chometz their part, the part of the kohanim. Afashirayim, also the remainder, the part that the kohanim eat. Asurim b'chometz, it is asur to be baked chometz. Not only the part that was brought on the mizbeach, which the pasuk says in Parashas Vayikra, Perak Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, ki chol sa'or v'chol levash. But also the part eaten by the kohanim shall also not be baked chametz. Kachatas v'cha'osham, certain minochis are like a chatos, and certain minochis are like an osham. Minchas choyte hareu kachatos, a minchas choyte is like a chatos, lefikach kamsa shloi l'shma psula. Therefore, if the kemitza was done not for the sake of a mincha, it is possible. Minchas nedava hareu ka'osham. A minchas nedava, a voluntary mincha, is like an osham lefikach kamsa. Shalal shma, if it was nikmat, if the kmitza was made not for the sake of a mincha, it is kshera, just like a carbon osham. One has to know why we need this pasuk of kachatos v'cha'osham to tell me that a minchas choyte needs to be lishma. Why do we need this pasuk? We already learned this out in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Yubeis, Rashi Divrei Hamaschal Chatos, that said that a minchas choyte has to be lishma. Why do we need this pasuk? Even a Baal Mum, a Kayim with a blemish, may eat a Karban Mincha. Lama Nemar, why do we need this Pasuk? Im Lachila Harekvar Omar. If it is telling me that a Baal Mum may eat Kachim, that is a Beferish Pasuk in Parshas Emor. The Pasuk says, Lechem Elekav Mikachia Kadoshim. Which in that Pasuk we learn that both Kachim Kachay Kadoshim and Kachim Kalim may be eaten by a Baal Mum. So why do I need this Pasuk? Elul Rabbis, it's coming to include Baalim Mumin Lemachloikis. Not only may a Baal Mum eat Kachay, Kachim, and Kachim Kalim, but they get an equal portion with every other kain. Koilash Oyiga, anything that will touch and absorb from the mincha will be holy. Kachim Kalim, a chulin, whether it's Kachim Kalim or chulin. Sheyigu ba, that will touch the mincha. Viyivlumi menu, and absorb from the mincha. Yigdash will be holy. Lios kamaya, to be like the mincha. Sheim pisula, if the mincha is pasul, yifsulu. Then these meats that absorb the mincha will also be pasul and may not be eaten. Vim kshera, if the mincha is kosher, yoichlu kechaymer ha-mincha. Then the meat that absorbed the mincha must be eaten with all the stringencies of a carbon mincha. For example, it must be eaten in the chaser of the oil mite.